All right, so listen up. They say it takes 6 months to change your life, and I can tell you honestly, hand on heart, that that is true. 6 months is genuinely enough to transform everything: your life, your income, your mindset, your entire worldview. But here's the thing, you might only have 6 months left before the biggest opportunity that I've honestly seen in my entire decade now of being an entrepreneur disappears forever. And I am not exaggerating, and in fact, I believe this so wholeheartedly myself, that right now I should not be here. Right now I'm meant to be in the south of France on a $350,000 trip that I literally woke up 2 days into a 7 day trip and told my assistant in the morning, get the plane ready for early afternoon. I am flying back and I'm getting back to work. And I literally just left this 350,000 euro trip that I'd spent months arranging with my friend because, quite frankly, right now I don't care about anything else except for the opportunities that are in front of us in the second half of 2025. So what I'm about to talk about in today's video is either gonna make you very wealthy, or you are going to look back in 2 years with some very serious regret. Because 2025, maybe, and you never know, I could be wrong, but from everything I've seen, and in fact, everything that I'm living through and experiencing right now, 2025 may be the last year where, for the average person, without connections, without any sort of special advantages, will be accessible. I don't want to say easy, nothing in life is easy. I want to make that very, very clear. But will be accessible for the average person. So if you ever feel like you have been late to the party, maybe you were late to the party with the internet, which I assume for most of you watching this, you know, you're probably on the younger side of things. You know, in 2005, some of you may have been 15 years old, or maybe 6 years old, or maybe 9 years old, or, you know, maybe even 19 years old. So if you feel like you missed out on the internet, if you feel like you missed out on Bitcoin, this is the generational opportunity that we're living through. So if you have felt this gnawing feeling that you constantly miss the boat, please watch this video. So I've been an entrepreneur now for 10 years, which is funny because sometimes I feel like an uncle or a grandpa in this space, even though I'm really not that old. And I've watched every major opportunity come and go, whether that be dropshipping, whether that be Bitcoin, you name it. And as I said, I've constantly seen these people look back and go, man, I really missed that opportunity, whether that was Bitcoin or whether that was early days of social media or whether that was Facebook ads when they were dirt cheap. But you need to ask yourself, did you truly miss those opportunities, or were they really not that accessible? You know, if Bitcoin was so accessible for everyone in 2011 or 2012, why weren't more people investing in it? If, you know, Facebook ads were so easy or dropshipping was so easy in 2013 or 2014, why wasn't everyone doing it? So here's a little reframe I want to give you. Maybe you didn't miss those opportunities. Maybe those opportunities were just not accessible to the common person in the first place. Maybe there were massive barriers, whether those be technological barriers, whether those be financial barriers, whether those be knowledge barriers, you know, gate-kept information that would have simply stopped you even if you had seen the opportunity in front of you. And maybe if that is true, then the real question isn't, why did I miss everything? Maybe the real question is, what's different now that makes this opportunity so accessible to me? Because what I'm about to show you, truly, for the first time ever in history, all barriers have been dropped. They have been completely eliminated. But there's always a window in absolutely everything where the barrier to entry is low enough that the common person can get in, but not enough people are doing it yet that's saturated. And I believe right now we are in that window. Going back to the Bitcoin example, everyone thinks that they would be multimillionaires if they had just invested in 2010 or 2011 or whatever it may be. And yeah, I guess maybe you would have, but likely what would have happened is you would have been stopped by barriers that you didn't even know existed. You need to understand that in 2010, 2011, trying to on-ramp fiat currency into Bitcoin, it was extremely difficult for the common person to even get access or buy crypto. You know, a world that was considered such a black market back then, it just simply wasn't possible for the everyday person. You couldn't simply just download Coinbase. You couldn't just on-ramp with your credit card or send a bank wire. Those didn't exist back then. You would have to navigate underground forums. You would have to deal with random people, figure out wallet addresses, private keys, all the stuff that most people just simply have no clue about. The barrier to entry wasn't just about knowing about Bitcoin. It was having the technical wherewithal and the technical know-how to actually even buy it in the first place, and then also know how to lose your crypto or get scammed. There was simply just too much stuff going on back then. And listen, I'm sure you've heard all the stories. We've all heard the pizza boy story who got paid in Bitcoin and now he doesn't have access to his logins, or people losing seed phrases and all this stuff. But here's the other part that gets me. Listen, if you were living paycheck to paycheck back then, how much could you have realistically invested? $50, $100, maybe $200, maybe $400? So let's say you took that $200 extra money that you had and you invested in Bitcoin in 2014 when it was $400 per coin. Now listen, that'll be worth $50,000 today. Incredible return, granted. But it's not the life-changing multi-millions that people talk about when they say, oh, I wish I just bought Bitcoin and I would have been set for life. The average everyday person still would have needed some serious funds in order to truly change their life with this. And everyone talks about dropshipping, you know, back in 2015, 2016, when there was virtually no competition. And they look at it with rose-tinted glasses, but they totally disregard the things that still would have needed to be true, or you still would have needed to have in place in order to succeed with it. You still would have needed to figure out product research. And back then, there weren't the tools there are today in order to do that seamlessly. You had to manually scroll through AliExpress for hours and hours and hours and put so much money and risk on the line. And then furthermore, from a technical perspective, you would have had to figure out how to use Shopify. And trust me, Shopify back in 2016 is not the Shopify of 2025. You would then need to find reliable suppliers who wouldn't scam you, who would actually deliver the products to your customers. And here's the big one. You would have had to figure out how to use Facebook ads. Now, Meta ads these days are incredible and they're very sophisticated. But a decade ago, the platform was not what it is today. The interface was clunky, targeting options were limited, and there wasn't a plethora of courses and tutorials and learning materials that you could find the stuff out without trial and error. That meant that you needed serious testing budget. You know, we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars burned just trying to figure this stuff out. You need to understand customer service, so how to deal with angry customers, how to deal with chargebacks, how to deal with janky Chinese suppliers. And most importantly, you need to be very good at marketing, advertising, copywriting on the creative side of things, and how to actually come up with creatives that convert. And that skill alone would have taken you months to learn. And in that scenario, you could easily burn through $5,000 or $10,000 just trying to make things work. And to be honest, it's not really that much different. The barriers are still there, just in different ways. So yes, for sure, there was far less competition back then, but there was still so many hoops you would have to jump through and so many potential ways that you could fall flat on your ass, quite frankly, and fail. And this really brings me to the main point of the video, because with every single one of these opportunities, there are really three main barriers that keep regular people locked out of it and ensure that only a very small percentage of people actually succeed. The first barrier is capital requirements. So whether that means, you know, spending so much money burning through ads, whether that means buying inventory for Amazon FBA, whether that means even just coughing up the money to even be able to invest in Bitcoin, even let's say it was 1/10 the price it is now. Most people simply did not have the financial resources in order to capitalize on these opportunities. Barrier number two was the knowledge requirement, and this was the biggest dream killer of them all, because you would have to become an expert in multiple fields simultaneously: creative creation, copywriting, customer support, web design, a whole myriad of things, SEO, email marketing, selling psychology. Or let's take it back even a decade before that. You wanted to get in the internet space. Okay, cool. You need money to put into development, or you need to learn how to figure out how to do it yourself so there's no cost. But once again, that is a massive, massive learning curve. And the third barrier was the market access requirement. Even if you somehow had the money and knowledge, you still needed a way to actually reach your customers and get your product or service in front of them. You needed existing networks, platforms, marketing channels, or connections to key decision makers. And what made these barriers so insidious is that even if you could get over one of the barriers, the other two would stop you. Even if you could get over two of the barriers, one would trip you up. So yeah, maybe you did have some money saved up, but you didn't have the knowledge. Now there's a knowledge barrier. Okay, let's say you get past the knowledge barrier, but you don't have enough money. Let's say you managed to get over both, but you simply didn't have the right connections and access. This is why it was so insidious. It created a situation where only people with competitive advantages could play the game. And that brings us to 2025. Where everything has changed. This year is unlike anything I have ever seen in my entire career, because artificial intelligence has systematically demolished every single one of these barriers. And I mean completely destroyed them. The capital barrier is simply gone. There are AI tools for any function you want to create. Now, you need to understand there's specific AI tools for specific outcomes. And yes, of course, some are more expensive than others. But fundamentally, if you break down the cost month by month for the same amount you're spending on a few of your entertainment subscriptions, you can build a business that absolutely turbocharges you and pushes you to your dream life quicker than you could ever imagine. You now have access to tools that produce better results than expensive professionals. With the right AI tool, you can now write sales copy better than any human can. It can design graphics that look like it's coming straight from a Manhattan design agency. It can build websites, it can create content, it can even create marketing videos. What used to cost tens of thousands of dollars, you can now do for the same price as your, granted, probably very expensive coffee addiction, but nonetheless, for the same price as your coffee habit. The hardest, most expensive part has now become the easiest. The knowledge barrier is eliminated, and this is truly a game changer. AI doesn't just have access to some information, it now has the ability to synthesize all of the world's information. Every single piece of information, article, every book, every single thing that has ever been released out there, it can synthesize it for you. It can organize it and make it instantly digestible. But more than that, AI can even do the work for you. It is literally like having the world's best consultants at your fingertips. I'm talking McKinsey-level consultants. You've got a marketing strategist that you can pull out of your pocket at any moment in time. Then when it comes to market access barrier, that's superfluous, that's irrelevant, it doesn't matter anymore. And this might actually be the most important change, because no longer do you need to wait years and and years and years to build connections or get accepted by established gatekeepers. Because AI can now help you identify your market, create content that resonates with them, and find the most effective ways to also reach them. Whether that's through building your own audience, partnering with influencers, or building other distribution channels, the barrier to get your product in front of customers has been dramatically lowered. So here's what makes this moment so historic and so special. For the first time ever, all three barriers have been eliminated simultaneously. This has literally never happened before, because previously, yeah, maybe you might eliminate one barrier, but then there's another one, or maybe there's two barriers eliminated, but there's still one that you have to get over. With AI, the average person with no unique abilities, with no competitive advantage, with no skill set, with no connections, can now actually compete at the highest levels in the most profitable online spaces. I mean, truly take in what this means. It now means that you can create, market, and sell solutions or products, whether that's digital products, coaching services, software tools, whatever it is you want, and compete with people that have been doing it at a decade plus, and the playing field is level. But now I'm going to give you the unfortunate news and maybe potentially ruin this beautiful moment. People are starting to figure this out. And this is why I hope you understand, I'm really being serious. I was very much looking forward to my trip. I left my trip early because it's really just been gnawing away at me for the last month or so. The window of such rich opportunity is closing because the amount of people flooding into AI-powered businesses is growing. And it isn't growing linearly, it's growing exponentially. Every month, more and more people are waking up to it. Right now, in 2025, you are still early, but I don't know if I'll be able to say that in 2026. By 2026, it's very likely that every online space will be flooded with competition. And I don't want to say the easy money, but the accessible money, right? Because just remember, nothing in life is easy, okay? There's ways in life to make money that are more accessible to the average person, but I really want to stay away from that word easy. You know, I might use it for a title here and there, but you understand when my intentions are pure when I try to bring you in with the title of a video, but I can give you a little bit more nuance inside of the video and give you a better understanding of how to think about these things. So as I said, what is happening right now is a temporary imbalance, and this imbalance won't last forever. You know, you look at every other generational wealth movement. There was a time where it was too inaccessible for the average person, and then there was a window where it became accessible enough for everyone else crowded in. And not that the opportunity is lost forever, but that imbalance isn't there. Yes, it's accessible, but too many people have caught on to the fact that it's accessible. So it's no longer that Goldilocks window of opportunity. And as I said, that is really what's happening right now with the AI and online business. All barriers have been dropped, but not enough people have realized it. And when people have realized it, your advantage goes. And by the way, what I'm saying here is not to create some sort of urgency or get you excited about nothing. We have real documented proof that this is working day in and day out. I mean, just look at what's happening globally. We have WPP. Now, if you're not aware who they are one of the world's largest advertising and marketing firms, and they recently partnered with NVIDIA to build AI-powered ad campaigns. So that means everything from the creative to the ad copy, all done by AI. They have already reported millions and millions and millions of dollars in operational savings and significantly faster turnaround time for clients. So you just have to look at it and go, okay, if these billion-dollar companies are taking big bets on AI, well then, you know what? Maybe it's not just hype. Maybe it really is the future. Or you have individuals like Matt Parr, who's a content creator, who runs multiple AI-driven YouTube channels that reportedly earn between $50,000 to $60,000 a month. And he does this by automating content creation workflows by using tools like Synthesia, content scripts, as well as editing helpers. Or inside of our own monetized community, where we build some of the best tools in the world to finally alleviate any barrier to entry for the average person to start an online business. And we have seen this at scale. I'm not talking about one or two success stories. I'm talking about countless success stories every single day. People from all backgrounds, people who are 21 and people who are 51, from every continent you can imagine, every part of the world, they are using these tools in order to build real online businesses. These aren't outliers, these are signals, and this has all been happening in the past 12 to 18 months because the technology has simply only recently got this good and finally become accessible. Now, here's what I want you to understand. Previously, it was not your fault that you didn't succeed because, quite frankly, the system was rigged against you. There were massive barriers, capital requirements, knowledge gaps, access restrictions. They were specifically designed to keep the average person out. And by the way, I want to make it very clear, you weren't lazy, stupid, or incompetent, okay? And don't ever tell yourself that, by the way. You were, quite frankly, fighting against a system that didn't want you to win. Now, let's also not be victims here. It was possible. Of course, it was possible. I'm just saying it was never accessible. But this time is fundamentally different. Every single one of your excuses is gone. As the saying goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And in this case, what that means is, okay, if you've let an opportunity pass before, as I said, it was not your fault because it was not accessible. It was doable, but it wasn't accessible. But if you let this opportunity pass, I don't want to say anything that comes across as insensitive, but like genuinely from the bottom of my heart, just honestly, you owe it to yourself. In life, sometimes you get the opportunity to make one decision that erases every single bad decision you have ever made. And I know for a fact, hand on heart, this is the time. Now, in the spirit of sincerity, I'm not going to promote anything. I'm not going to send you anywhere. I'm not going to ask for your email or anything. I just have one ask if this resonated with you. I'll be honest, ever since I cut my holiday short and I came back, I've literally just been alone in my room thinking about this 24/7. And I just felt very compelled to make this video here today. It was not particularly actionable. It was not step by step. I know that. I hope you understand that I just kind of wanted to film this off the dome, off the cuff. So my only ask is, I know it will take me a shitload of time. It's gonna be a big time commitment from me. And right now, to be honest, I don't really have much of that time. My only ask is, if you want me to make something more tangible, more step-by-step, more breakdowns, more over-the-shoulder walkthroughs on how to actually do this. Because I get it, some of you guys might be watching this video and you're like, okay, cool, bro, like, cool story. But like, what am I actually meant to do with this? And I understand that and I empathize with it. So if you want me to create some of these more step-by-step videos over the space of the next few weeks and carve out some time in order to do so, please let me know in the comments and please make it overwhelming, because those step-by-step tutorials take a lot of time. And with that being said, as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.